Over the years, Quincy had received many charming smiles from flight attendants. At the age of 45, he had dark hair that was graying at the temples, but he was tall, lean-muscled, and well-dressed. He also carried himself well. He'd been there, done that, knew where he was going, believed in always being polite, and had absolutely no patience for fools. He made his living flying to 4 different U.S. cities in 5 days and hunting down the worst predators the human race had to offer. And he had a direct, probing gaze that people found either deeply compelling or completely intimidating. Especially on business trips, when his briefcase was filled with crime scene photos of some of the most brutal slayings on Earth. After 15 years in the business, Quincy was prone to shuffling the photos like playing cards, an act that made him both proud of his objectivity and saddened by his callousness. It had been pure coincidence that Quincy was on the West Coast when Quantico called about the Bakersville shooting. In theory, Quincy was on personal leave from his job of researching killers and teaching homicide investigation classes at the FBI Academy in Virginia. Last week, however, he'd received word of a strangled prostitute's body found along Interstate 5 in Seattle. Local police were concerned the case might have connections to another string of murders committed in the 80s by the notorious Green River Killer, who was never caught. Quincy had revisited that case last year as part of a project to close out cold case files. Unfortunately, he'd not found any fresh leads. Then the new murder. The FBI's deputy director had personally given Quincy the news and told him to stay home. "These are the times when you need to be with your family," the deputy director had said. "We understand that. This case is probably unrelated. I don't want you worrying about it." Quincy had thanked the man for his concern. Then he had gone to Dulles Airport, purchased a ticket to Seattle, and boarded the plane. His youngest daughter was returning to college the next day. His ex-wife had no intention of speaking to him even if he did stay, and as for his daughter Amanda, there was nothing Quincy could do anymore for Amanda. What was done, and frankly, Quincy needed his work.
This ends Disc 2.